Sagawakwazasti and the rest of the Seaway Valley. Good morning and welcome to a live edition of CKNW Wednesday to Watalo. My name is Reen Cook. We remind you views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during Dead Watalo, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKNW or the Akwazasti Communication Society. Phone lines are open if you have any questions about today's topic. You can call 358-3427, 613-575-2101. You can email your question, reen at cknfm.com. That's reen at cknfm.com. Take the G off the color green. All right, so that's how you can reach me by email here this morning. And you can also listen to us on our website. We have past editions of Dead to Watalo posted on the CKNW website at cknfm.com, so you can listen at your leisure. So just in case you missed part of today's program or you'd like to listen to it again, that should be posted by later on today. But for now, it's a live edition of Dead to Watalo on this Thursday, April 30th, 2015. And we'd like to welcome in one guest with us today. Comes to us as a building home inspector, Corey Tarbell from the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne Department of Housing. Now, we've got a big community launch that's taking place this evening with regards to the Aboriginal Conservation Program. And it is a community launch by the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne with the Aboriginal Conservation Program. It's taking place this evening at the Gowanoke Recreation Center from 6 to 8 p.m. And with that, we'd like to welcome to the program Corey Tarbell. We'll learn about what the Aboriginal Conservation Program is to promote tonight's launch event. Sago, and welcome, Corey.
Good morning, Reen.
Corey, we've got a way for people to make sure that their homes are energy efficient. And of course, when we talk about the efficiency of energy and what we use and what we don't use and what we waste and what we don't waste, that can cost us valuable dollars without us even realizing it. So I think that that's a big part of the Aboriginal Conservation Program. And community members, homeowners, they'll be able to learn, you know, what we can do, I guess, by way of trying to save electricity, trying to save those much needed dollars. So, Corey, tell us a little bit about the Aboriginal Conservation Program.
Okay. This was put on by the Independent Electricity Systems Operator, which was previously the OPG. They just changed their name. They actually came out with this 3 years ago, and this is the third and final year they're doing it. And Akwesasne got selected during their selection process. It was kind of a last-minute thing with the electricity systems operators and the First Nations Engineering Service Limited out of Six Nations actually got the contract for the work, and they're under some tight time constraints. And so what's going to happen here, they hired the ABBA Group, another First Nations. They're going to be doing the assessments in people's homes.
Okay. Is this going to just be for the northern portion of Akwesasne?
Right now, it's for the northern portion of, actually, the Ontario portion of Akwesasne.
Okay.
It's Cornwall Island.
All right.
It's awaiting approval to do the Quebec side.
Okay.
And if we can do that, that's going to happen, but that's awaiting for the federal approval on that. And it's already been passed by the Independent Electricity Systems Operator, as far as I know. My last conversation with Drew Hill, the member of the ABBA Group, and we're just awaiting for the okay for Quebec.
Okay. When we're talking about the different electrical companies that service the territory of Akwesasne, I mean, sky-high rates on the southern portion with National Grid. Hydro-Quebec is probably the best one with regards to the money that you have to pay for electricity, but reliability is crappy. And then, of course, you have Cornwall Island, and that is... Cornwall Electric is doing very well, let's say that. It's very, very expensive for power and electricity on Cornwall Island.
Yes, it is. I live on the island, and it's pretty expensive.
I bet. My goodness. A lot of people were very surprised. I know we had a very cold winter. So especially those of you that do the electric heat, those dollars flew out the window this year for sure. People were really surprised when they opened those bills come February and March of this year.
No, most definitely.
Yep. All right. So again, we're talking with Corey Tarbell, building home inspector from the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne. Corey Tarbell will be there along with other MCA officials tonight. Drew Hill was scheduled to join us this morning. He is en route to Akwesasne, so we apologize for the inconvenience, but he will be at the community launch tonight. So let's get back to the Aboriginal Conservation Program. When we're talking about Akwesasne being added to it, very grateful that happened. And of course, with the Gawanoge District, we're looking basically to save money and save energy. So maybe talk about some of the ways that we can do that by way of the eligible participants and what they would receive.
All right. First, it starts out with the application process, which will be ongoing for at least 3 to 4 weeks. I got some canvassers that will be in the area going door to door. Most likely, I'm going to be setting up at the fire hall maybe Wednesday 4 to 6 for applications. Like I said, we have a short time frame, and we got to get all these applications in by June 12th, and they get sent out for approval. And after that, there's a 3-week window where the ABRA group will come in and do an assessment on all approved applications.
Okay.
And assessment consists of blower door operate, and that's equivalent to like a 40-mile-an-hour wind in your home, and they actually can see where your house is leaking air, losing heat, and they'll be able to.
That's really cool. A 40-mile-an-hour sort of machine because 40 miles an hour is fast. It's hard. And that would really give people an eye-opener, I think, to how much air in space that we have that shouldn't be there. That, again, is costing us money.
Yeah, especially for the people that live on the island. We get a lot of wind there coming off the river. And people won't know how much they're losing until they actually see this test, and it's all a computer right out to show you how much it's losing.
Wow.
And it's good information. They're going to actually share that information with me, and I can put it into everybody's file as far as future work or anything that needs to be done in their home.
For sure. And as we continue going through, what else would they be doing inside the home as part of the assessment?
Well, every approved application will get the what they call the basic measures. That's Energy Star qualified CFL light bulbs, smart power bars. Those are power bars that are actually on timers, so you can set them to shut off at night. TV and satellite, which nobody ever really turns off.
Yep.
Hot water tank wrap, pipe insulation. Every approved application is going to get that measure, and upon the assessments, that'll tell the ABRA group what measures that person's going to get. So there's an extended measure, and that's efficient shower heads, efficient faucet aerators, block heaters, time programmable thermostats, replacement of eligible appliances with Energy Star appliances. That's a refrigerator, window air conditioners, humidifiers, freezers, and that's all free.
One of the things that you mentioned to me is should that assessor determine that the older working refrigerators and chest freezers, those window air conditioners, dehumidifiers, if those are way out of date and are not energy efficient at all, they're just energy pigs, that if those do get replaced, then they will take your old one away. And you mentioned getting it off the grid. That's the whole idea of this, is to get those old, clunky, energy-sucking appliances out of our world. They will recycle them properly, legally as well. So, you know, you don't end up with a dangerous appliance on your property. Kids can play around with refrigerators, freezers, things like that, and tragedy can happen. So that's a good thing as well, that we don't have to worry about getting rid of these items should we be able to be fortunate enough and eligible to have them replaced.
Yeah, that's one thing that that's a mandatory for them. If they come with a refrigerator, they have to take your refrigerator because it gets recycled. They want it off the grid. The other measure is the weatherization measures.
Okay.
That's attic insulation. They'll bring it up to an R50 if you qualify for that. Wall insulation, basement insulation, damp proof in the house. And each, you can get up to $13,000 in energy saving products if you're approved.
Wow.
Yeah, it's up to $13,000 per home.
That's awesome.
Or rental unit.
Yep. Okay. So that was going to be my next question. Is this just for homeowners, or does this count for rental units? And if it does count for rental units, does the landlord have to go through the application process, or does the tenant?
Actually, the tenant does have to fill out an application for the resident.
Okay.
But the owner would actually have to fill out a consent form.
Mm-hmm.
And on the consent form, it shows if the refrigerator is theirs, then it's okay to change it.
Okay.
And then it's still the owner's when the tenant moves out. So
yep.
There's just two applications for that. It would be building and then the tenant.
Okay. As I know in the past, some of the programs that we've utilized here on the territory didn't allow for the rental, home or thing that's being rented out to be eligible for any of these upgrades and things like that. So that's good that this one is.
Yes.
It's excellent. Very good.
And that's going to help a lot of community members.
For sure. Especially when it comes to replacing those things, you know, you offer, it's hard enough to be able to get good tenants if you can provide those items for them, and it's cheaper for them when they pay their own electricity. It's awesome. It's a win-win for everybody, for sure. So I know one of the big ones that we talked about a little bit as well was electric heat.
Yes. One of the main things to qualify for the weatherization product is you have to have at least a minimum of one electric baseboard heater. Can't be a plug-in, can't be one of those
portable ones
we plug in. It has to be like attached to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have one, they'll qualify that as electric heat, from what Drew told me.
Okay. Homes that are electrically heated may be eligible, or may also be eligible for upgrades, including, like you mentioned, that insulation, the crawl spaces, the caulking, the standard wall-mounted thermostats, things like that as well. And those homes for the electric heat qualified homes will receive follow-up visits to install that weatherization upgrade and a final check for the quality assurance.
Yeah, they'll actually... If you're getting that, the whole weatherization thing, there's going to be probably, you may get four visits.
Okay.
Up to four or five visits, depending on where your house qualifies on there.
All right. Now, what about eligibility by way of how do they determine if we're eligible besides having that one baseboard heater? Is there an income eligibility requirement? How does that work, Corey?
Yeah, it's income qualification. It goes by...
Size of the family,
the amount you make, and if you qualify, or if you're receiving any benefits through MCA, Ontario Works, Ontario Disability Support Program, Guaranteed Income Supplement, Allowance for Seniors, National Child Benefits Supplement, Allowance for Survivor. If you're receiving any one of those, you're automatically approved.
Okay.
Or if you have a T4.
Just quickly, maybe just a little bit about the T4, just quickly.
Yeah, if there's on the application, it shows the amount, like one occupant, $31,923. If you don't want to actually attach your T4 to the sheet, they're allowing me to look at it and sign off on it.
Okay. For confidentiality, a lot of people don't like to share what they make, what their income is. So I think that's great that they're allowing that to happen. You're able to verify, yes, they do have this income, and I'll sign off on it. And then we keep our own income statement, our own check stub, things like that.
Yeah, they learned that in the past 2 years they've run this program.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like to do that.
Yeah.
And they talked with the electrical company, and they allowed a band representative to sign off if visually seen there.
Nice. Good. All right. So, again, don't count yourself out of anything. You mentioned a number of programs and areas where a family would get funding from, supplementally through different programs through MCA or the government, Quebec or Ontario, whatever it is. Don't count yourself out. Make sure you go to this event tonight. It's the community launch for Save-On Energy's Aboriginal Conservation Program. So Drew Hill is going to be coming down for the event. Can you tell us a little bit about Drew Hill, what his involvement is with the Aboriginal Conservation Program?
Yeah, he's actually the owner of the ABRA Group.
Yeah.
They're basically subcontracted by the First Nations Engineering Service to run the marketing and the assessments. First Nations is actually going to do their appliances, insulation, direct lighting, an electrician for thermostat changeouts. They're going to have they're actually going to use local contractors from the reserve.
From here?
From here.
Nice.
To do those parts of it.
Nice, good.
And the ABRA Group is basically coming down to do the launch, the marketing.
All right.
And the assessments. They do all the assessments in the home. The blower door test, weatherization.
Is it just homes? I know we talked about the fact that, yes, it can be rental homes. Any businesses that qualify for this at all?
Yeah, the businesses, there's up to $300 to $1,500 in potential businesses for lighting.
Okay.
The economic development is handling the business portion of this.
Yeah.
And
I know that they are off today, economic development. They're closed actually for 3 hours. They started closing down at 10 o'clock this morning for Dehodi-Onawago. MCA Economic Development is part of that program, and that is due to the passing of the late Mrs. Cecilia Ransom. And they are going to be reopening at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, I'd like to remind everybody as well, tomorrow is Jake Fire Day, Jake Ice Day, whichever way you want to refer to it as. So all of council will be closed tomorrow. So just so that people are aware of that, in case you are a business owner and can't make it to tonight's launch, follow up with the economic development portion of the Dehodi-Onawago for MCA next week, and they'll be glad to answer any questions that you have in case you can't make tonight's launch. So again, that's tonight at the Gowanoga Recreation Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome. You join them for a free dinner, energy saving tips, conservation bingo, and the chance to win some great prizes. That's awesome. Food and refreshments provided, as mentioned. And if you'd like more information ahead of tonight's meeting, you can always call the Department of Housing at MCA. Corey will be there and some others as well that can talk to you about it. Maybe answer any specific questions you have ahead of tonight's launch. 572-250. You can also call the Aboriginal Conservation Program. They have a toll-free line, 1-855-445-0202. 1-855-445-0202. Corey, are they going to have the applications right there at the launch tonight?
Yeah, we're going to have a table set up for applications. So if you're showing up, you may want to bring your T4 or your financial papers.
Okay.
And we can fill it out right there and get it done.
Have you seen the application yourself? Is it a page or two? Is it 15 pages? Is it long?
It's 2 pages. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
It's nothing really too extensive.
There'll be some representatives from MCA's housing department on hand to help people if they need assistance with the applications?
Yeah, no, hopefully I can get all my canvassers there to at least let the people know that
these will be the people
going door to door.
Awesome. Okay. Very good. So once again, it's happening tonight. It's a community launch. Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, bringing the Aboriginal Conservation Program to the territory. We were chosen. This is the last year of the Aboriginal Conservation Program in Akwesasne, the Cornwall Island District. Gawinoge portion of our territory was chosen for this. So thanks to everybody that that put in a bid for us, or, you know, I guess talked with Drew Hill and everybody involved on our behalf to bring that program to Akwesasne.
Yes, it's a good program, and I believe the Economic Department put in the application for this, and we got approved with along with 17 other nations, and excellent. I met with them in Toronto, and everybody's pretty excited about rolling this out.
Awesome. Okay. So, Corey, we're going to wrap up. Any closing comments, and I'll let you go.
I think that's all I have.
Okay. Just encouraging everybody to come to the event tonight. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock. It's at the Gawinoge Recreation Center on Cornwall Island. Corey, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell Drew that we're sorry that we missed him. Hope all of his traveling is going well, and he'll be there tonight to meet people. And I hope your event goes very well this evening. It sounds like a very useful project, and that a lot of people can benefit from this, especially when we're looking at the dollars flying out of our homes when it can be more energy efficient, whether that's from a refrigerator, whether that's from you know, no insulation, or the caulking in the windows are terrible, things like that. So a lot of it plays into how much money you spend every month on heating and also the upkeep of your home. So take care, Corey. We'll talk to you next time.
Yo,
97.3 CKON. Again, that is Corey Tarbell, Mohawk Council of Akwesasne. He comes to us from the Department of Housing. He is a building home inspector, and he'll be at the launch event tonight for the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne and the Energy Saving Program. And that'll do it for this edition of CKON's Dead Watala. My name is Reen Cook. The original air day on the program, Thursday, April 30th, 2015. And we thank Corey Tarbell for joining us today, building and home inspector from the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, in talking about the launch event. The Mohawk Council of Akwesasne is proud to announce it has been accepted into the third and final year of the Aboriginal Conservation Program. This Ontario-based program will address conservation, energy savings for eligible homes, businesses, and MCA facilities on Gawinoge. It will offer some great energy savings initiatives that are especially important given the high energy costs on Gawinoge. Now, the official launch of the program is tonight at Gawinoge Recreation Center. That will be at 6 p.m. Representatives of the Aboriginal Conservation Program will be available to provide details about the program, and also accepting applications from residents and businesses on Gawinoge. Aboriginal Conservation Program is looking to provide eligible participants access to a certified energy assessor that will be assessing people's homes for energy efficiency. And during the assessment, some or all of the following upgrades will be installed. Energy-saving light bulbs, those could be very expensive. A low-flow shower head, faucet aerators, also hot water tank wrap, pipe insulation, a smart power bar, a block heater timer. The home energy assessor will also measure older working refrigerators, chest freezers, window air conditioners, and dehumidifiers, and determine if they can be replaced with free new Energy Star rated appliances. Each participant will also be shown how to properly use the new energy saving measures. Homes that are electrically heated may also be eligible for upgrades, including insulation to basement, crawl spaces, attics, caulking around the windows, doors, and attic hatches, and replacement of standard wall-mounted thermostats with programmable wall-mounted thermostats. These homes will receive follow-up visits to install the weatherization upgrades and a final check for quality assurance. For eligible businesses and MCA facilities, the Aboriginal Conservation Program will offer free replacement of pre-existing inefficient lighting and electric water heating measures for businesses up to $1,500 with cost sharing over and above this amount. And as Corey mentioned during the program, for homeowners, the amount allotted could go as high as $13,000 a home. So keep that in mind as well. Don't count yourself out. Make sure you go check it out if you live or rent on Cornwall Island, or if you're a business on Cornwall Island. It's well worth your while. They're providing you a free dinner and refreshments. You'll play conservation bingo. They'll offer energy saving tips, and you can learn how more than 1,800 homes on First Nations territories have been helped in the last 2 years alone through the Aboriginal Conservation Program. Find out how you too can apply and benefit from the program. Drew Hill will introduce the Aboriginal Conservation Program to Akwesasne tonight. And for more information about tonight's community launch, you can call the Department of Housing right now, 575-2250, or the Aboriginal Conservation Program toll-free line, 1-855-445-0202. That's 1-855-445-0202. Thanks for listening to this live edition of CKL Wednesday at Dedewaltalo. I'm Reen Cook.